Okay, Mr. Sergil, could you read us back into open session, please? Yes.
Whereas the Coburn County Council has convened a closed meeting on the state of Senator Tarrant Perrin of recorded vote, and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting is conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one only public business matter is lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement were discussed and considered in closed session, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in a motion convening the closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carl Stallings.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Aye.
Jeff Cox.
Aye.
Okay, we are back in open session. Is there any council actions from closed session?
Yes.
I move that we refund Samantha Mullins half of her rental fee for the use of the depot.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call vote, please. Will, if you'll do that for us.
Carl Stallings.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Aye.
Jeff Cox.
No.
Okay, motion carries. Mr. Williams, if you'll just make sure she gets that check to her. And you said you had something else, if you'll go ahead before we go on to council comments.
On the road over on Elm Street where it's the road's falling out, the mountain's falling out from underneath the road.
Elm Street, remind me where that is.
Bluebell Hall.
Bluebell Hall, okay.
Okay. I've got with VDOT, and there's an issue between who owns and who don't. VDOT still claims they don't. So I got information off of them who repairs bridges, and they did a lot of the work down here on the Dungannon Road and so forth. It's a CSI is the name of the company. There's two different quotes. One of them is $100,512.51. And that will, they will come in, we do all the hard labor stuff, removing the dirt and everything. What they'll do is come in and drill underneath the bridge and then build a wall, or underneath the road and then build a wall attached to it and to withstand the road itself. If they do everything, we're looking at $152,355.49.
What was the first one?
$100,512.51.
So we'll save $50,000 if our people do it.
Yeah.
And this is at Bluebell Hall?
It is.
And we're responsible.
That's Air Road?
I argue about it.
I'm looking.
If you look at the street signs, it's a route, and there's an arrow that says route whatever. But then it comes back, the way VDOT figures it, they'll go back to a big curve at Hoodow, then measure out the distance back toward town, and then they say that they stop right there, which is right where this curve is.
I'm looking for it. What's the name of the street?
Elm Avenue.
What?
Elm, E-L-M.
Once you get it pulled up, if you got Skeens Trail Court right there, you go to the last trailer in the trail court.
There's Chestnut. It's past Chestnut, right?
Back this way.
No, before. Back
four.
This way. Yeah.
Can you have a,
okay,
a state road which goes into the county, which would have to be a county road up there, if this is right, as far as theirs goes, and how can you hook onto a town alleyway with a state road?
You can't.
And according to what I found out, that's a secondary state road, every bit of it is. But they're claiming it starts at that curve.
VDOT claims a whole lot.
I know.
So
I had four or five people down there one day, just everybody's like,
at which part does that road turn into the county?
Once you get out of that curve, I remember his name here, a man that lives in that white house that sits up on the bank.
That's probably James, what's his name? I can't remember his last name now.
I know it. It's right where his mailbox is. Rest that's in the county.
James Weinberger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we heard that name before.
Bridge. Don't let him mow your yard.
I like the bridge.
He owns the next lot, too.
So can we...
Up there above.
I would suggest to go to our state representatives and ask for them to get some clarification.
Yeah.
I agree.
Which I actually left a message for Pilgrim's office, Shane, I think his name, or Warner's office, and I'm trying to get hold of
that's Pilgrim. Warner's office, not have anything to do with
that's Pilgrim.
What's his? That's Pilgrim. Yeah, we need Todd Pilgrim.
Pilgrim.
That's who you need
and
to
also,
get.
Somebody
that's what
he
said, to call him.
Somebody told me to go with the daddy used to be.
Womper.
Go with Womper, too.
Yeah, he's
not going to run again.
He's not running again, but he's in.
He's in there right now.
I think he got kind of bordered out.
Yeah.
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 But he has been willing to work in the past.
So if you will reach out to those folks and report back to us, please, Jimmy.
Okay.
That probably is going to take some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because right now we've got most of that roped off up there, but I mean, it's starting to just fall out underneath the road.
Because I had a dispute with VDOT to the point where we'd use white spray paint to show where their line was, where mine was, mm-hmm. from pole to pole. And you called one day, and when was VDOT down there fixing it? Like 3 days later.
Yeah,
it was pretty fast.
The argument they was given was that, well, this section is in town limits, this is not, so this is state road from this point on. And I said, well, if you go up to our front street and sit down, you're that's state road right there, and that's in town limits.
Yeah, it's still yours.
So then
It's a route number, and that makes it a state road, regardless of whether it's in town or out of town. It is still a state road. And I've been told that. For years.
And right now, the buses can't. They quit letting the buses
right.
Now.
So I sent you your phone number. You can check that. That might be the way you get a hold of me.
Okay. Where was that? Well, that's all I have. I want y'all be aware of that.
Yeah, because we need that fixed before school starts.
All right. Anything
so
else? All right, next item is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comments.
Mr. Kaiser.
Let's all go home.
Mr. Steele.
Let's go home.
Ms. Steele.
I appreciate everybody, all their hard work. And during the summertime, I really can't say enough about the public works that gets out here daily and does so much stuff for us all the time on top of their regular work that they have to get done and all the side jobs we ask them to do all summer, whether it's through the CIA, the pool, whatever it is, they're always smiling and willing to come out and do the best they can do, and I really appreciate them.
All right, I have none. I make a motion and we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.